I think we've had a great offseason. We put in a lot of work. The anticipation has been building the entire time as we continue to make progress, and we're all very excited to get the regular season underway.
In terms of Jacksonville, that front four and with the stunts that they present up front, how much of a challenge is that, especially in week one when you haven't seen too much of the exotic defensive, the schemes of what teams are going to throw at you?
Yeah, they play a solid scheme. They've got some real good players up there, and it will be a challenge for us to recognize exactly what they're doing, communicate amongst each other, pass off what we need to pass off, and we all seem to be on the same page.
As a veteran who's played many of these season openers, what are some of the quirks that can happen in an opener?
People getting too hyped up, too excited. You just need to remember that, you know, this is just like everything else you've been doing your whole life. This is the same thing. You've been preparing for this. There's no reason to overthink it. It's just, you go one play at a time. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. And if you, I mean, really just stay focused on one individual play at a time. And when that play's over, move on to the next one no matter what happened. That's how you're going to be the best off.
Last question is Chip Kelly. What's the biggest difference you've seen in him from year one to year two as this season about to get underway?
I think Chip's a pretty even-keeled guy. I guess a difference would be the evolution of all of us. You know, a year into this system, a year in this program where there's a lot of emphasis on improving with each day and over time. So I see that amongst everyone, the entire staff, the team, everyone in the building works really hard to improve. So if anything, with time, we all get better. And I can say, I guess I see that in Chip too, that he focuses hard on improving with time.